The rural city of Wangaratta this year are focusing on great small local business. And this month, we're chatting with Megan Starr from Red Feet Wines. Megan, how did you get into the wine industry?
So I sort of fell into the wine industry in a way. I grew up on a wheat sheep farm and I moved away and studied agricultural economics. I worked with big commodity-based products and I was really interested in working and enjoying that process of producing something and sharing it directly with the consumer.
Now, doing that, starting from scratch effectively, you would have no doubt faced many challenges. How do you overcome those?
I think you just muddle through them in a way, Matt. There's no right or wrong answer, and there is obviously a big picture that you're trying to work towards, and you've just got to slowly work your way through the challenge.
How do you stay motivated doing that? Because it can be difficult, can't it?
It can be. So there's myself and my two brothers, Vince, who manages the vineyard, and Damien, who manages the winery. I tend to work more in the cellar door and the wine club aspect of it. I think everyone faces their specific challenge, and it's kind of coming together to say, all right, I need a hand with this at the moment, or how do you think we should approach this as a collective? Being siblings, we have our moments, but generally we're able to work through it.
Yeah, as I say, don't work with family and friends, and you're right in the middle of it. No doubt you've had some great customer stories as well over the last 10 years.
Yeah, we've met some fantastic people along the way, and I think it's as enjoyable for us to share our products with them. And I'm always pleased when we have customers that come back in or who've not had that cellar door experience, or who have high needs and have had a great cellar door experience, that I guess for me keep me really motivated in providing that product and experience for them.
We're 10 years deep now. What are the future plans for Red Feet Wine?
Well, that's a big question, Matt. So at the moment we open on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I guess for us we'd like to keep growing it and open more, and I guess sort of see that regular clientele grow and engage with, I guess, a broader aspect of the community and customer base.
Wonderful. Now, having been doing it now for a number of years, a decade, can you believe it? What are some words of wisdom for the upcoming entrepreneur that you would give yourself? If we could go back, say, 10 years, what would you say to yourself?
Just start. I think that's the biggest thing, is that you've just got to start somewhere. I mean, for us, when we started, I was actually living away, working in Queensland, and Damien was like, this has come up, I think we should take the opportunity. And you just sort of, in a way, just have to take the jump and start. And I think that's, once you've committed to that, then there's no looking back.
Where can we come and find you at Red Feet Wines, Megan?
So we're based out in the King Valley. We have a small cellar door in Cemetery Lane, which is just through the Edi cutting on the right.
Wonderful. Go and see them today. Thanks, Megan, for your time today.
Thanks, Matt.